wake up, put your shoes on, take a breath of the northern air, and rub those eyes.
Jeff, I believe in about 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever the time frame may be, the Vikings should be 7-6 and should be in good shape in the NFC playoff race. But of course, as we know, things don't always work out the way you expect. Hey, this is Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider. I want to get Jeff's view of the upcoming schedule, long-term Vikings schedule, also what's going on around the NFL. Thank you to our sponsors, White Bear Lake Superstore, whitebearlakesuperstore.com, and Platinum Bank. Thanks as always to our producer, Brandon Morton, our sales executive, Karen Cleary. You can find all of our shows at TalkNorth.com. Follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod. See all the shows as they are released. All right, Jeff. So pretty favorable stretch of schedule now. The Vikings have somewhat survived the difficult stretch. Now they get a winless Lions team followed by a what seems like an imploding Steelers team in a five-day stretch. This could be a really easy way for them to boost their playoff position.
Well, that's certainly an optimistic view, but this is the NFL, and anything can happen. And it's interesting to hear the Vikings coaches and Mike Zimmer and Andre Patterson and the players talking about the Lions. And I don't think they're taking them lightly, which they should not do, because obviously everyone remembers the last time they played on October 10th when the Vikings blew the 10-point lead with 3:17 to go. Had a big fumble by Madison, and all of a sudden they're down by one when Campbell goes for two and the Lions are up. And then the Vikings have a great last quick drive downfield with Cousins throwing to Thielen a couple times, and Greg Joseph makes the 54-yard field goal that nobody thought he was going to make at that point. And so they escaped barely with that win. And so heading to Detroit, where the Vikings have had a lot of success in recent years, and the Vikings have now won eight in a row over the Lions, but nothing comes easy in the NFL, and I think the Vikings know that. And then the Steelers on the following Thursday, yeah, it seems like they're kind of in a bad way right now. They're giving up a ton of yards on the ground, which is uncharacteristic. They've got a big game with Baltimore on Sunday that right now they're 5-5-1 and could conceivably fall further behind in the AFC. So regardless, it's going to be a big game for the Steelers too. And we know Mike Tomlin's going to have them ready to play, but Roethlisberger looks like he's a shadow of his former self, and the Steelers defense not being real good. So it looks like it could be a nice 10-day stretch where they could get a couple wins, or actually a 7-day stretch from about now. But nothing, as I said, nothing's easy in the NFL. And then after that, they go to Soldier Field on a Monday night. Which is not going to be an easy game in the cold weather there. So it seems like it's shaping up well, but they've got to play better than they did last week in San Francisco. And starting with the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who had an uncharacteristically for this season, kind of a bad second half, very inaccurate in that game. And he's got to get himself back on track quickly.
Yeah, and let's talk about that and this matchup. We don't want to remind you, Jeff is the former NFL Executive of the Year, former general manager of the Vikings, former president of the Tennessee Titans when they almost won the Super Bowl. Again, this is one of our football shows at TalkNorth.com, along with the Viking Update Show, which I do with John Krasinski. Check that out. We have some live shows coming up. Again, if you follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod, you'll see all the shows as they're released and also notifications of all of our live shows, and we're doing a lot of them these days. Thank you for listening to TalkNorth.com. We do appreciate it. So Cousins usually plays well in Detroit because he gets fired up. He's from Michigan. He played at Michigan State, and he tends to be really sharp in these games. So that's one reason for optimism. I got to tell you, though, Jeff, I have a bad feeling about this game. You know, logically, the Vikings should win this. The Lions are terrible, and the Vikings have, you know, come through this difficult stretch in decent shape overall. But, man, this is going to be their fourth road trip in like 5 weeks. They're coming off a long trip to San Francisco, come home. They got beat up a little physically by a very physical 49ers team. Now they have to go play a Detroit team that's going to be desperate to win a game this year to avoid the embarrassment of going winless. And the Vikings aren't that healthy. As we're talking here on Thursday afternoon, they might get Mike Pierce and Dalvin Tomlinson back, but they might be without Patrick Peterson. They have a long injury report. They're going to be without Dalvin Cook, probably without Anthony Barr. It just feels a little shaky to me.
Yeah, I think you're right. And certainly getting Tomlinson and Pierce back would be good, but how well will Pierce play? And actually Armon Watts has played very well in his absence, and I'm sure that they're going to keep him in the lineup too. He had a sack, 3 pressures last week, 3 tackles. He's been playing really, really good. I think he and KJ Osborne are the most improved players on the team from last year to this year. But I think, yeah, Pierce certainly in the rotation would help. And Tomlinson has not had as big an impact as I'm sure the Vikings would have hoped for that $11 million a year they're paying him. But still, he is a good run stopper and should be helpful to against the Lions, who looks like they're going to be without their best back, DeAndre Swift, which he had a pretty good game against the Vikings back in October and scored that touchdown that put him ahead. And so I think that there are a lot of factors at work here, and I think you're right. I think it's a dangerous game playing a team that is playing better than what people think they are. The last 3 games, they haven't given up more than 20 points. Goff is healthier now and had completed 84% of his passes against the Bears last week on Thanksgiving, and he looks better. And so it is a dangerous game. I think the Vikings have to go into this game and be aggressive, kind of take the approach that they did last January when they played the Lions and put up 37 on that Lions team. And Cousins threw for over 400, and Jefferson has had a lot of success against the Lions. He had 133 yards in the last game of 2020, 124 in the earlier game this year. If they go conservative, and especially missing Cook, Madison has been pretty good in his absence, but he had that big fumble the last time against the Lions. So I like Alexander Madison, though. I think he is one of the best number 2 backs in the league. And I'm really excited to see Kane Wong-Woo in a more prominent role. He's leading the NFL in kickoff returns, we know that. And I want to see him in the backfield, because when I watched him in preseason, in training camp, he was flashing every day as a running back too. And so I think he's a guy that can make a big impact in this game, as he's kind of the relief back in this situation. But the defense is going to have to play better, and the offensive line is going to have to step up against a Detroit front that is not bad. And I think it's going to be a challenging game. There's nothing easy, as I said, in the NFL.
And you hit on Wong-Woo, I think, is the guy to get excited about on this roster right now in terms of upside, and upside from somebody we just haven't seen a lot of. He's a tremendous kick returner. He seems to know how to run hard. And I think him and Madison combined, probably, you know, Dalvin does everything well, which is a real comfort for an offense. But I think Madison and Wong-Woo probably do enough things well that they're not going to miss Cook too much this week.
Yeah, and I think you're right about Wong-Woo. I think what he brings is that top-level speed that Dalvin provides, and that Madison doesn't necessarily have the big speed. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy to bring down. He's physical, catches the ball well, except for the drop he had in San Francisco on the last drive, which was not good. But I think that he's a good player, as I said, and has had success against the Lions. He had 100 yards rushing against them in the first game this year, and had a good game against them last year in the finale. So he should go in there with confidence, and as long as he hangs on to the ball. And as we said, defensively, I'm always concerned when Patrick Peterson is out of the lineup, because I just don't trust Breland and Dantzler. I think they're just up and down guys at corner. Mackenzie Alexander, I thought, was having a pretty good year, and then he had a rough outing in San Francisco with Ayuk making a couple big plays against him. And so the secondary is a concern. If they can't get pressure on Jared Goff, it's going to be a problem.
Yes. Hey, wherever you listen, you can subscribe to your favorite podcast app. That is the best way to listen. You can also always find the shows at TalkNorth.com. And again, thank you for listening. Jeff, tell us about White Bear Lake Superstore.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. The White Bear Lake Superstore, Buick GMC, and my longtime friend, the owner, Paul Rubin, his general manager, Charlie Guttrell, they're a great staff. Minnesota's number 1 volume Buick GMC dealer, 6 years running with the best selection and with their super friendly premium team. Check out that great website we always talk about, the WhiteBearLakeSuperstore.com, and you can tag your ride over 25 Yukon or Yukon XLs that are on the way, along with over 50 Sierra 1500s, and introducing the new 2022 GMC Sierra. Reserve yours. there's a great 0% APR for 72 months offer on 2021 and 2022 Buick SUV models. And current Buick or GMC owners or lessees will receive a $500 purchase allowance. There's also a 0% APR offer on most 2021 and 2022 GMC models. And the Wipe Your Wake Superstore is the Quigley 4x4 van superstore. They're a certified elite dealer. Only 7% of GM dealers make the cut. So visit in person at 3900 Highway 61 North in White Bear Lake or online at whitebearlakesuperstore.com for all your vehicle needs and the premium experience. Buick GMC, we are professional grade.
Let's also thank Platinum Bank, one of our newer sponsors at TalkNorth.com.
Love Platinum Bank. Happy to talk about our great new sponsor. Is your bank a partner or simply a provider in today's environment? Businesses and individuals need a bank that can move quickly and act creatively. Platinum Bank understands the Twin Cities market, partnering with clients to overcome the challenges, capitalize on opportunities, and helping Twin Cities executives to grow their businesses. Platinum Bank's financial products are tailored to meet the unique needs of your organization and solve your problems, not create them. I'm a very happy Platinum Bank client and account holder, and have personally experienced tremendous customer service working with Market President Nate Erfer and VP Drew Lynch. To learn how Platinum Bank can be an asset to your business, visit www.platinumbankmn.com. Platinum Bank, providing a means to a dream.
So we're sitting here talking the Thursday before the Lions game, and I know the answer to this might change weekly or even hourly. Who do you think are the primary contenders for that last wild card playoff spot right now in the NFC?
Yeah, I think it's really quite a race at this point. And you got to say that Washington right now is holding that last spot. And they have perhaps a somewhat easier schedule going against the NFC East. But I think that they're still shaky on offense. Heinicke has done some good things. That defense looked really good the other night. But I think that Washington is questionable. New Orleans has lost four in a row, and Trevor Siemian is not getting the job done. And so I think that they're a shaky commodity, too, at this point. Philadelphia was on a pretty good roll, and then they had a bad loss last week to the Giants. And so I think you just have to look at the whole group and say – It's up for grabs, really. And I think the Vikings, schedule-wise, have as good a chance as anybody. I think if you get to 9 wins, I think you can probably get in. And which means for the Vikings, if they can beat Detroit, beat Pittsburgh, and I don't know that you can count on sweeping the Bears, but the Bears are not very good this year. But if they could get those 4 wins, and who knows, maybe they could sneak a win over the Rams, who are kind of struggling lately, and playing them a day after Christmas, team has to travel on Christmas. That's not an optimum situation for the Rams. And so I think when you look at those 6 games, I think 4 and maybe 5 of them are winnable for the Vikings. I'm not saying they're going to finish 10-7, certainly, but I think 9-8 can be doable, and I think that's going to be good enough to get that 7th spot. And who knows with San Francisco, if they can keep up what they've been doing lately, but maybe they can even sneak into the 6th spot.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to pass San Francisco because they have the tiebreaker as well as a game advantage. They have virtual 2 games. But, you know, injuries are going to crop up and determine a lot of this as well. Hey, let's talk about a former Viking employee, George Payton. I find it fascinating what he's doing in Denver. He takes over. He knows he has got something of a rebuilding project. He brings in Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy's playing really well this year, very efficient. He has a team that can run the ball. They really beat up the Cowboys in Dallas. They have a winning record. And the trade for Von Miller seems to have not helped the Rams at all and hasn't hurt the Broncos, you know. So who knows how good this year's team is, but it looks like Payton knows what he's doing. And he's also getting help from Pat Shurmur, who did the great, you know, an excellent coaching job in 2017 with the Vikings offense, even with an injured quarterback and an injured lead back.
Yeah, I think the Broncos are an interesting team. And I watched them pretty closely when they were here practicing with the Vikings in training camp. And there's some talent on that football team now. And certainly I think they looked like they were kind of heading in the wrong direction and have kind of righted the ship in the last few weeks. And now they're 6-5 going to Kansas City in a primetime Sunday night game. I don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs, but if they could find a way somehow to pull that upset, they would really help them in the AFC wild card and potentially the AFC West race. So I think they've done a good job, and long term, what's going to happen at the quarterback position there is going to be really interesting to follow, whether they make a run at Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson after the season. I just don't see Teddy Bridgewater there long term, even though he's had some good games, but he's had some bad games this year. I don't know that they trust him to be the long term answer. And there's a lot of talent at receiver. And as you said, the running game is pretty good. Offensive line is pretty good. So this Denver team is an interesting team to watch in the AFC.
And another Viking alumni, we have Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland. He's getting a feel for what it means to A, be a coach in the NFL, and B, be a coach of the Cleveland Browns. He had to deal with OBJ. He had to trade him. Now he's dealing with a first, you know, a number one pick quarterback who's playing lousy and is all banged up. His team looks really limited and really at risk at this moment.
Yeah, they sure do. And I think earlier in the season, a lot of people felt, and they got off to a pretty good start and looked really good on defense against the Vikings. And they've kind of gone backwards on defense a little bit. Now they're sitting there 6-6 in danger of not even making the playoffs in the AFC. And I think they have a big issue with Baker Mayfield and his inconsistent play and trying to figure out what they're going to do with him contract-wise in the future. I certainly wouldn't be looking at making him a $30 million a year quarterback.
No way.
Having watched him play in person here, and he was shaky that day, which another game the Vikings let get away, especially with Mayfield not playing very well that day, and they leaned on the running game. But defensively, they've been up and down this year, and they play Baltimore last week, and they intercept Lamar Jackson 4 times and still can't get a win because Mayfield plays so lousy. So, yeah, I think Kevin is certainly finding out that it's probably not as easy as it was last year for him there in his coach of the year season. And he's a quality guy and a good person, and I think he'll get things straightened out. I'm just not sure it'll be this year because of the quarterback situation. Hey, maybe they're a team that makes a run at one of these big-time quarterbacks like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, because they pretty much got everything else on that team.
Yeah, and the reality is, too, Wilson and Rodgers are going to have kind of veto power over where they go. So I just can't imagine those guys picking Cleveland. You know what I mean?
No, other than the fact that they think that they're a potential playoff team and all that, but probably not. If they have an option to go to East Coast, West Coast, whatever, and perhaps Russell wants to be in the limelight in a different city and whatever. But I think watching Russell Wilson in Seattle the other night, other than the last drive when he looked great, it was just ugly. And I just have a hard time seeing him back there. And Rodgers in Green Bay, who knows what's going to go on there, what's going to happen. And I certainly wouldn't be surprised to see him back in Green Bay. But yeah, Cleveland, I'm not sure that that's the optimum destination for those guys, even though it's a lot nicer city than it's cracked up to be, shall we say.
Sure. No, I have nothing against Cleveland. I've spent a lot of time there. But, you know, I think if you're Wilson or Rodgers, you're looking for the perfect landing place. I'm not sure Cleveland is that. Hey, let's get into some other topics here as we do our weekly picks. Want to remind you that Talk North has grown quite a bit. We have great. I think we have the best sports lineup in town. Cheryl Reeve, Michael Russo, Anthony LaPanta, Roy Smalley, Lavelle Neal, Jeff Diamond, John Krasinski on the Wolves, myself and John Krasinski on the Vikings, John Millay on Preps. Tons of outdoor content. We're about to add a couple of big names to our sports side of our network here soon. Looking forward to making those announcements. And we appreciate you listening. Again, best way to listen is subscribe to your favorite podcast app. You can always find the shows and the archives of the shows at talknorth.com. All right, so let's go ahead and pick a couple of games that have meaning in this market and one that's just fun overall. First one, Arizona Cardinals at Chicago. Arizona giving 7.5 points.
Yeah, I think that that's an interesting spread. I think the Bears got a little shot in the arm with their Thanksgiving Day win. They come out, they have a little mini bye to get a little healthier. And I think Arizona wins this game, but I think 7.5 is a little much. I'll take the Bears with the points.
I agree with you. I just think the Bears, especially playing at home on that horrible surface, have a chance of mucking up the game and at least keeping it close. And we don't know how sharp Kyler Murray is going to be coming back off injury. So I think Arizona wins and the Bears cover. It's a dangerous way to look at it, but I think that's probably right this week. Let's go to the Monday night game. Patriots at Bills. This will be a lot of fun. Bills favored by 2.5. Of course, the Patriots are one of the hottest teams in football.
Yeah, they sure are. They've won, what, 6 in a row now? And yep. And I think that and Buffalo seemed to get things back together a little bit last week. This is a game that both these teams have been kind of waiting for. They're going to play twice, in the next 3 weeks, and which will probably determine the AFC East. I like Buffalo at home in this game. I think it's going to be just a really raucous atmosphere in Buffalo. And New England, with their rookie quarterback, Mac Jones, has been playing terrific. But this might be a little different situation, although the Bills are missing their best corner now. White is now out for the year, which is going to really hurt their defense. And so I can certainly see it going either way, but I'll take Buffalo at home.
I agree with you. I think this is one of those emotional games that the home team is likely to win. And the Patriots are really good, but even in this league, really good teams don't win every week. It just doesn't work that way. Broncos, we just spent time talking about, at the Chiefs, who have righted themselves, not really surprisingly. And the Chiefs are giving 9.5 points against a Broncos team that is, you know, has played pretty well. Who do you like there?
Yeah, I got to take Denver plus that 9.5. That's a lot of points in this game. And Kansas City, not quite as explosive. They're playing better lately. But I think that Denver is pretty solid on both sides of the ball. And I think they'll try to play some ball control to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes, try to keep the score down a little bit. So I'll take Denver plus the 9.5.
We keep agreeing, Jeff. I'm very uncomfortable with this. We're agreeing way too much.
I think we're going to agree on the next one too, Jim.
We might. Vikings. And by the way, hey, I want to thank our great sales executive, Karen Clary, for the work she's done for the network. If you ever want to reach her, if you ever want to advertise with this show or one of the shows on the network, you can reach her at KCLEARY@talknorth.com. All right, let's get the Vikings at Lions. Vikings giving 7 points.
Yeah, you look at Detroit in the last several weeks, at least the last 3 weeks, and as I said, nobody scored over 20 points against them. They've got a tie with the Steelers during that time, although the Steelers aren't great, and played the Bears tough. And I just think the Vikings, it's just not in their DNA this season to be blowing anybody out or winning by games by more than 7 points. And although they did it once against Seattle here, but on the road it's tough. And as you said, they've had this back and forth, East Coast, West Coast, lots of road trips. And interesting to see Mike Zimmer doing a walkthrough practice on Wednesday, which is really unheard of in the NFL because of that fact. And he said the trainer and the athletic trainer, Sugarman, and the strength coach went to him and said, hey, I think we need to back these guys down. And so they had a walkthrough on Wednesday. And because of, as you said, all the bumps and bruises and the COVID and all the other issues that they're dealing with, and teams probably a little tired. So I think in this case, back on the road, even though it's a short trip, and the Lions are playing fairly tough and fairly close to the vest and played the Vikings really tough here, why would you think that the Vikings are going to hammer them? That's probably when it's going to happen. But I'll take Detroit plus 7. I think the Vikings win the game, but I don't think it's by a touchdown.
I think you have it exactly right. The Vikings should win big, especially if they press their advantage in the passing game. I just don't trust them to. I trust them. I kind of trust them to find a way to win. I don't really trust them to win big. So I, like you, would take the Lions and the points. Good stuff from Jeff, as always. We'll be back probably with an earlier show next week than we usually do, probably early in the week because they have a Thursday night game against the Steelers. So we will come back, analyze the Lions game, preview the Steelers game, and tell you what's going on around the NFL through the expertise of Jeff, who is both former general manager in the NFL and also works with a player agency here in town. So he sees things from all perspectives. Thanks to Jeff. Thank you for listening to TalkDork.com, and we'll talk to you next week.